19. I want to encourage you to take advantage of an opportunity, or those of you who have not done so. The focus of the verse that I want to focus on is verse 44, the latter part of verse 44, where it says, "Because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." But in order to get the backdrop of what's going on here, I want to broaden our view a little bit and back up to verse 37 of Luke 19. And you'll recognize this is Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem just a few days before his death. And you'll remember that he's riding in on a colt of a donkey that has never been ridden before. And in verse 37, it begins, "As soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, shouting, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' But Jesus answered, 'I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out.' When he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, 'If you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes.'" The Christian Standard says in this verse, saying, "If you knew this day what would bring peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes." Continuing on at verse 43, "For the days will come when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you and surround you and hem you in on every side, and they will level you to the ground and your children within you, and you will not leave and will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." At first reading of this here in these several verses, it may appear that in verse 42, Jesus is replying to the crowd in verse 38, who said, "Peace in heaven and glory on earth." It may seem that he's responding to that, but a more careful reading, I think, indicates that there are two groups of people here that Jesus is are mentioned. The first group is in verse 38. They are identified as his disciples, and they're shouting praises to Jesus, and they're asking for peace. Although they're asking for peace, although they apparently don't understand what they're saying, because they're looking for an earthly kingdom. They're looking for Christ as king. They're looking for him as king, but they're looking for an earthly kingdom in the same manner David was. What Jesus says in verse 44 does not appear to me to be a direct reproach to what they were saying. In verse 44, where he says, "If you knew this day what would bring peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes." But the second group that Jesus is speaking to is the city as a whole. And they have rejected Jesus. They have continued to reject Jesus as deity. They have rejected him as the Son of God. And these citizens of Jerusalem, the city whose name is derived from the word peace. Salem means peace. Jerusalem is derived from that. But they did not know what peace meant. They did not know the conditions of peace, not the conditions that God had authored. They did not know them, and they did not accept them. God in the flesh had visited them. He had taught them. He had shown by his power, he had shown by working miracles his power. But the people as a whole did not recognize that this was the time. They did not recognize that this was the opportunity that they had been looking for. the opportunity to achieve true peace through obedience to God. Before we move on, I want to make a note here about the first group, though. What they were saying in verse 38 isn't appropriate. It's an appropriate thing that they said. It's a good thing for a group to say this, and it's a good thing for a congregation to say what they're saying in verse 38, or to sing it, as a matter of fact. But the peace that Jesus offers does not come about just by being a member of a group that says, "Blessed is the King, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." As good as that may sound, the conditions of peace that Jesus is speaking of are for the individual. It requires acceptance by the individual. It requires action by the individual. Me as an individual and you as an individual. Of course, Jesus in verse 43 is talking explicitly about the physical destruction that would come upon Jerusalem some years later, because they did not recognize him as the Messiah, as the Son of God, and they rejected him. But implicit in what he's saying here is a spiritual ruin that will come to those who did not accept his conditions, the conditions of peace, and recognize that the time of our visitation, or recognize our opportunity when it is presented to us. Now, Jesus will not visit us physically, nor will he in some supernatural way guide us into the way that's right. He won't show us the way in that way. But what he has done, he has given us his word, and his word does show us, his word does tell us. The Holy Scriptures tells of the conditions that he requires of us to receive that peace. It tells of the blessings. It tells of the salvation that is promised to those who believe and accept those conditions. And it tells of the destruction that will come to those who do not. I have one version that translates the latter part of verse 44 this way. It says, "And all because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it." Let me read that again. "And all because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it." Our opportunity is provided when God's word is read, when we read God's word, when we study God's word, when we listen to God's word being taught to us. We learn of the peace which is central to God's salvation, and the conditions to receive it, that is, obedience to the gospel, when we believe and repent, when we confess our faith that Jesus is the Son of God and are baptized. The rewards of an opportunity are activated, or achieved rather, only when we act. The rewards, that should be an axiom. The rewards of an opportunity are achieved only when we act upon it. Opportunity comes and goes. If we don't act, we don't receive a reward. Opportunity is time and recognition. If you are subject to the invitation, don't let this opportunity pass you by now. Come forward while we stand and sing.